You know, it's funny when a fellow writes a letter home to mother. Makes him seem like a gangling, clumsy, freckle-faced kid again. There are so many things he wants to say and just can't. Maybe it's because he feels grown up. Maybe it's because he hasn't said those things for such an awful long time. And he feels kind of ashamed because it has been so long since he's written. Well, you get to that first part, Dear Mom, and then you're stuck. It isn't like the mushy letters you wrote to that first girl. That, as you look back, was just a lot of drooling by a moonstruck kid who didn't know what he was saying. And you can't make a letter to your mother sound like a business letter. She wouldn't understand. It isn't like writing an old school friend or the guy that served overseas with you. This is the woman who spanked you and then slipped some sugared donuts in your room before you went to bed. Yes, mother knows all your strengths and your weaknesses. Remember the time she bought you that set of football shoulder pads? Boy, you were happy then. And the time she pulled you home by the ear in front of those giggling gals? Plenty mad, weren't you? Mother knew just what a fella liked to eat, too. Things like hot biscuits and strawberry jam, big stacks of pancakes, apple pie with a big cool glass of milk. How are you going to write a woman that knows you that well? Dear Mom, well, that's a start anyway. It isn't like that postcard you sent home from camp when you were 11. Dear Mom, we played baseball today and I hit a home run. Then we went swimming. We had hot dogs for lunch. Hope you're all right. Could you please send me 50 cents? All the gang's going to a movie Saturday. No. No, you've got to do better than that. Tell her some news. Oh, she wouldn't be interested in your business or that bookcase you're making for the living room or Junior's cold. Wouldn't she? You're sadly mistaken, my friend. That's practically all mothers live for. Did you know that? She'd rather have a letter from a boy than a first edition of Shakespeare. Okay, start again. Dear Mom, should you begin by telling her you're sorry that you haven't written her for such a long time? Well, she knows boys. What? You say you're a grown-up man now? Shucks. You'll always be a boy to your mother. Who are you kidding? Perhaps it might be better at that, to begin by saying you're sorry it's been so long.
There,
that's a good start. But don't tell her you've been too busy. That would hurt her feelings, and besides, it's not true. You've just been neglectful like most boys. You put it off. Tell her how much fun you're having in life. She'd like that. Mothers are never happier than when they know that boy of theirs is enjoying himself. Tell her your plans and ambitions. That's what they want to know most. Don't be afraid to tell her of some of the disappointments. Mothers understand. And be sure to tell her all about your home and your wife. She always liked her. And about the children. Tell her what they said. It'll bring a smile to that worn and tired face. Tell her about that raise the boss gave you. That'll make her proud. Tell her, my gosh, you've got the letter almost finished. All you need is that ending. All my love, your son. Mail it right now, won't you? It's the most precious document in the world to one woman. That letter to mother.